Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Flamino.
The Cisco Kid.
Like the magician who pulls a rabbit out of a hat with a few words of magic, you can pull a good meal out of the bread box with just six well-chosen words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Words of pure magic when it comes to serving a good breakfast, a nourishing lunch, or a filling, satisfying dinner. Good butternut bread. It's just like saying abracadabra over a hungry family. Butternut is fresh, it's rich, it's soft and white and tender. And butternut bread is nourishing bread, too. It's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals, the quick food energy we all need. And most important, butternut's nourishing goodness lasts right down to the last tender slice. You'll never have to waste a single slice. So next time you buy bread, buy the loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Sheriff's 44s. It took the northern Wyoming country up around Buffalo to raise a fighting man like Sheriff Bill Logan. Tall, broad of shoulder, grim of face, and lightning fast with his 44s, Sheriff Logan had only one weakness: overindulgence of his worthless stepson, Bud Norris, who a year previously had run away with $1,000 of the bank's money. The sheriff made good the loss, but the blow aged him beyond his 60 years. And thereafter he left much of the department's work to his shifty-eyed deputy, Jack Quillen. As our story opens, two men are riding into Buffalo's main street. It is just after dark.
I sure hope it's a good idea for us to hit this bank, Bud.
Why ain't it? Told you I know the bank's set up. I used to work there. And I still got my key to the back door.
What if we should meet up with Sheriff Logan?
Look, Manson. Little Logan would never turn his guns loose on me, savvy? He'd turn them on himself first, I know.
Even after you skipped with that money, huh?
Yeah, even after that. You can tell. My mother died when I was 7 years old, and Bill Logan, the old fool, tried to take her place. I don't recall he ever refused me a thing.
How about the deputy?
Jack Quillen? Yeah, he's got a yellow streak a yard wide. Politics got him in as deputy. He's the son of the richest cattleman around here. By thunder, there he comes out of the cafe.
Hey, you two, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Oh, hold on.
All right, you do the talking, Manson. I'll put my hat down over my face.
Right. Strangers here, huh?
That's right.
You, hombre, pull that hat up so I can get a look at you.
You're asking for trouble, mister. If that's what you want, say so.
No, no, I don't want no trouble. Just like to know who strangers are.
We're riding right on through your town, so don't worry about us. Come on, get up.
Get up. Make a circle and come back behind the bank. After we clean out the money there. Oh, blast it all. I don't know the combination.
Combination to what, Bud?
The sheriff's safe over in his office. Keeps all his money in it. I'd like to get that, too. There's a good chunk of it.
We better let well enough alone.
Well, we'll see. After we hit the bank. Get up there.
Get up. Yeah.
What in thunder did I do with that? Had your supper, deputy?
Yeah, some time ago. Better go eat, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, later on. You seen my key ring?
Well, last I saw it was right on your desk. There it is. It was under them papers.
Yeah. I can't seem to remember things as well as I used to. Want to put some papers in the safe. Combination of the safe is cut into the inside of this key ring.
Sheriff, I better tell you about a couple of hombres that rode through town about an hour ago. One of them kind of reminded me of Bud, the way he was built. Didn't see his face, though.
Don't mention Bud again, Deputy. I don't want to hear his name.
Well, I thought I'd better tell you about them hombres, because the... Hey, Sheriff, come over here to the window, will you? Looks to be like a light in the bank. Ain't that a light?
I reckon it is. Might be Mr. Parker waiting late. We'd better go and make sure. Hand me my .44s, Deputy. Come on. Hey, somebody's out front of the bank. Just make him out in the shadows. Must be a lookout. Draw your guns, Deputy.
Well, now, we better not be hasty, Sheriff. They got guns, too.
Now, what of it?
I'll stay back here in case they come this way.
Hey, man, I spotted us. Get out of there, quick.
Great Scott, it's Bud.
I'll give the buzzard something to think about. Come on, now, we got a ride for it.
Bud boy.
Get up there. Hey,
there they go, Sheriff. Come on, gun them down. What's the matter? You just stood there and let them get away. There was a couple of bank robbers got away, folks. The sheriff just stopped right here and watched them go. You better explain that, Sheriff.
I've got nothing to say. Nothing.
And I reckon it's up to me. With the backing of these townspeople, Sheriff, I'm putting you under arrest for dereliction of duty. And as of right now, I'm appointing myself acting sheriff.
Pancho, wake up.
Well, see, Cisco, Pancho, wake.
All right, come on, get up. Two riders are coming here to our camp.
See, Cisco. Oh, poor Pancho, never get enough sleep. Oh, who these hombres, Cisco?
I never saw them before, Chico. Buenos dias, señores. Compañero, and I would be honored to have you join us at breakfast.
Yeah, that's just what we're here for, mister.
Yeah, we can't wait long, Bud.
No. So hurry up and fix that breakfast, mister.
Hurry up and fix your breakfast? He's not very polite, no?
I do not like the way you talk, senor.
I want some grub, and I want it quick.
You will get it quick, hombre, but I do not mean the food.
Look out, Bud.
Oh. Your shot missed me, hombre. Perhaps you swim in a creek?
What are you... Cool you down.
Not to start nothing, hombre.
Hey, put me down.
I intend to. Out in that water.
Hey, no!
You're the biggest fish in that pool, Cisco. Yeah.
Next time you come into anyone's camp, maybe you will have better manners. Now get on your horses and get out of here.
Come on, Bud, let's go.
I don't know who you are, mister. If we ever meet up again... You better start hunting cover.
Look out there in the flash, Bud. Come on, get up.
Yeah.
Oh, not very often we start the day like this, Cisco.
Here comes some more callers, amigo.
Oh, look like the sheriff in the posse. Oh, maybe they want breakfast too, huh?
That cannot be Sheriff Bill Logan, Cisco. I was told Sheriff Logan is a much older man.
Shot we heard come from this camp?
See, Senor Sheriff?
Well, who fired it?
Well, we had two callers. All I know about them is that one was named Bud.
Wow. See, you look off there, senores, and you see the dust from their horses' hooves.
Jake, you and Harry and Ned go after them.
Right.
Now, who are you two hombres?
I am called the Cisco Kid.
And Pancho is called Pancho.
We are on our way to the town of Buffalo to see Sheriff Logan.
Oh, Sheriff Logan, huh?
Has he retired from active duty?
Yeah, he sure has.
Well, what do you mean by that, Sheriff?
I mean Bill Logan's right where you hombres are going to be in another half hour. I'm taking you in on suspicion of helping two bank robbers escape.
Let's stop at the top of the next rise and look back, Bud.
What for?
I want to know how close that posse is. Now, take a look.
What do you see?
Three of the posse down there riding this way.
Ain't coming very fast, though. Must have lost her tracks.
We can shake them easy.
Hey, I can see... Well, back to that camp from here, bud. Looks to me as if the rest of the posse's arrested them, too.
Arrested them? For what?
How would I know? But the posse's riding herd on them, heading back toward town.
Then that's where we're going, Manson.
Too risky.
Shut up. I'll say what we do. We'll double back to town, round them three riders, and get the money out of the sheriff's safe.
But, Lord...
That'll teach that old goat to butt into our bank holdup. And after that, I'm going to kill that Cisco kid.
Fine state of affairs, Pancho. Being locked in this cell cage.
Oh, better not talk too loud, Cisco. The old one in that cell cage, he might tell the sheriff what you say.
The viejo looks to be still asleep.
Oh, Pancho, would like to know who he is.
He might be old Sheriff Logan, amigo. The other one said Bill Logan was right where we are going to be.
Oh, si, Cisco, must be so. Ask him if he's the Sheriff Logan.
Hey. Señor. Señor.
Yeah, what you want?
May I ask if you are Sheriff Bill Logan?
I'm Bill Logan, yes.
Mi compañero and I came here especially to pay our respects to a great sheriff, Señor Logan.
Thanks. Who are you?
I am the Cisco Kid Sheriff, and this is Pancho.
I know of you, Cisco. Sorry, I can't give you a better welcome.
Think nothing of that, Señor Sheriff.
Well, how you come to be in a jail cage, Sheriff?
Pancho, do not be inquisitive.
There was an attempted bank robbery last night. Me and my deputy started for the bank. When I heard the voice of the lookout, I'm afraid I can't talk about it, Cisco.
We do not want to pry into your affairs, Sheriff Logan.
But Cisco, the other sheriff, he come back now.
Pretend to fight with me, Chico.
Si.
When he comes near the bars, I will grab him. You get his guns. Call me a liar, Pancho.
Si, Cisco, si. Cisco, you are a liar.
You call me a liar, and I'll shake your bones loose.
Hey, you two, cut out that fight now.
Anyone who calls me a liar will take the consequences.
I said cut it out now. Hey, let go.
Quick, Pancho, his guns.
Here they go, Cisco.
Ah, bueno. Open up this cage at once.
Tricked me, huh? Here, easy with that gun. I'll open the cage.
All right, get in here. Now, give me the story on Sheriff Logan. Why is he locked up?
He lost his nerve during a bank robbery last night. One of the bandits with his stepson, Bud Norris.
Sheriff Logan lost his nerve? I do not believe that, hombre.
We saw the sheriff free, Cisco, huh?
We cannot do that yet, Pancho. We will find those bandidos and talk to Sheriff Logan's stepson and get his story.
Cisco, look out! Behind you!
Drop them guns, Cisco! Drop them!
Si, hombre. Since you seem to have us covered...
You want to talk to Sheriff Logan's stepson? Well, I'm right here. Now, what do you got to say?
So Cisco and Pancho get out of the cell cage only to face a greater danger. In just a moment, we return to the Cisco Kid.
Give yourself and your family a break every day. Start every morning with a good big breakfast. Because a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Start every day the healthful way with several good big slices of crisp golden brown butternut toast dripping with rich yellow creamery butter. Sound good? It is good. And good for you, too. Experts tell us that everybody needs a good breakfast every day with plenty of the nourishing foods like butternut bread made from healthy, nutritious wheat and enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Quick food energy for folks who use up that energy quick at home, at school, or at work. So remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast means...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Sheriff's 44s. Arrested in Buffalo, Wyoming, on a charge of helping bank bandits get away, Cisco and Pancho found in the Buffalo jail the man they had come north to pay their respects to, famous old Sheriff Logan. The charge against the sheriff, they discovered, was loss of nerve and dereliction of duty. Tricking the deputy and getting out of the cell, they learned that one of the holdup men of the night previous was the old sheriff's stepson. Cisco told Pancho they would hunt down the bandits, whereupon a voice from behind ordered our friends to throw up their hands. No.
Keep them hands up, Cisco kid. You too.
Oh, si, me too, Bandido. But Pancho not like it.
Throw me in a creek, will you? I'll tend to you in just a minute.
That's him, Cisco. That's the stepson this here sneaking deputy of mine was just telling you about.
He seems to like to get into trouble, Sheriff.
Don't worry, I ain't the one in trouble. You, Logan, give me the combination this here safe of yours.
I'll give you nothing, you whelp.
I've a mind to blast you down.
You better take it easy, bud.
I'll take nothing easy, see? I'm gonna get even for a lot of things right here and now. All right, Quillen, where's that combination? Come on, I'll let you have it.
It's on the inside of the sheriff's key ring, bud. It's right there on the desk.
Oh, yellow-livered coyote Quillen.
Some hombres coming down the street this way, bud. Bunch of them.
Let them come. I'm getting this money.
What's the other one, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, watch him, Cisco.
You are not going to get that money, Bandido.
Oh, not to draw the gun, hombre. Pancho kick you in his shins.
Oh. All right, give me that gun, Bandido.
That's this stuff, Cisco.
What's going on?
Hey!
Grab, boys!
No, not grab Pancho! Oh, what first?
Yeah, come on, get over here!
Oh, no,
we will get out of here, Pancho. We'll get out of here. Fast as we can. Right to the crowd. No other way. Go! Now, come on, Pancho. Run for our horses.
Oh, they get the two bandidos, Cisco!
No, Pancho. This is no time to find out. All right, up on your horse quickly, amigo.
Can we get away from those bullets, Cisco?
Fast as we can. Up, get it.
Go.
We'll pretend to leave the town. Then we'll come back.
Oh, what for we come back, Cisco? We gone now.
I am going to get Sheriff Logan out of that jail if it is the last thing I do. Here, Diablo.
Go.
Chase us, Willie. I'll show them.
Come on, bud. You already gunned down two of them.
I had to for us to get out. They was blocking the door after Cisco got away.
If they catch us, we'll swing for it.
Come on. Around behind this old stable.
Oh, I'm scared of that mob. I don't mind saying so.
This is good enough right here. Those weeds are high. Lie down, Manson. The weeds will hide us.
Yeah. Hey, they're coming right this way, bud. Must have seen us run behind this stable.
Shut up.
Maybe they ran across the field and into that hedgerow, boys. Come on, have a look. All right.
Don't move, Quillen.
Hey, don't shoot.
Drop the gun.
Sure. Anything you say, bud.
Right, get the guns, Manson.
Yeah. I got them, buddy.
What are you going to do with me?
You're going up into that stable loft with us. As a hostage, Quillen. Get moving.
Nobody near the jail, Cisco.
No, they are all up the street.
Oh, up by the old stable, Cisco.
See, seem to have the stable surrounded. Pancho, walk back up there and see if you can find out what is going on.
Oh, but Cisco, maybe the hombre shoot at Pancho again.
Put your sombrero down over your eyes. It will not bother you. There's something else in mind at the moment.
Si, Cisco.
I will go into the jail. Sheriff Logan, I cannot believe you are guilty of dereliction of duty or anything of the kind. I am going to let you out of that cell.
I'd be obliged if you did, Cisco. A little while ago, I didn't care. But now I do.
Are your keys still on these desks?
No, Bud put them in his pocket. You'll have to shoot the lock off.
Very well. Stand to one side, Sheriff. Now we will see. Yeah, that did it.
Man gets hurt, Cisco, and a boy that's like his own goes bad. When that boy tries to bite the hand that's fed and cherished him, that's too much.
Cisco, Bandido's up in the stable loft. They got the other sheriff as a prisoner.
You mean Jack Quillen?
Oh, Pancho thinks that may be his name, Sheriff. The one who arrested us.
If you would rather wait here, Sheriff, Pancho and I will see what we can do. We might be able to rescue Quillen.
Why would I wait here, Cisco? Far as I'm concerned now, that stepson of mine is only another bandit. Hand me down my .44s.
Keep away from that open door, Manson. Them hombres down there are just aching to plug us.
I was just trying to see how many of them's down there.
Well, there's enough. And Quillen, don't you get any ideas of jumping out that door. I'd drill you before you hit the ground.
I got no intention of jumping, Bud. But look, what you hombres got against me? Back in the jail, I told the boys to grab Cisco and his partner first, didn't I?
I reckon he did, Bud.
Sure, that was to give you two a chance to get away.
And when you were standing out back of the stable by them weeds, you'd have shot us down in a minute.
No, Bud, honest.
Shut up!
Maybe I can fix it with the boys to let you get away now. How'd that be?
You couldn't fix nothing, you weasel.
But, Bud...
Shut up! Oh! Now, what are they talking about down there?
Well, I thought I heard one of them mention the sheriff, Bud. I'll take a look through the cracks in this board.
See anything?
Yeah, it's Sheriff Logan and Cisco and his partner. They're walking up the street this way, Bud.
Well, maybe the sheriff stayed back last night, but he won't this time. If I know him, he'll come up them stairs, ready to shoot it out.
Yeah, and if he don't, Cisco will. Maybe we better try to come to terms with him, Bud.
Terms nothing. If they come up, we'll shoot it out. Because I ain't going to be taken alive.
Going to be easy to get those bandidos down out of the barn loft, Cisco.
It's going to be anything but easy, Pancho.
Butt up there, boys. Yep. Yeah, better be sure these guns are in working order.
What are you planning to do, Senor Sheriff?
Only one thing, Cisco. If they won't come down, go up after them.
Hey, Pancho, pretty sure you say that, Sheriff, but it's dangerous.
Will you take some well-meant advice?
It depends on what it is.
Regardless of what your stepson has become, it will not be easy to fire on him. So, if you will allow me...
Now, Cisco, that's a mighty generous offer, but I can't allow you to risk your life. It's my job. I'll give you coyotes one chance to come down with your hands in the air.
Sure. We'll be right down.
That's your answer?
That's my answer. Come on up and get us. Don't forget we got Quillen up here. If you come up, he dies too.
Take it easy, Sheriff. Stay down there where you are. They're holding a gun on me.
That's your lookout, you double-crossing weasel.
Cisco, they kill the sheriff. They kill the Quillen sheriff too, no?
I could just get up to that door in the loft. I have it, that horse.
Oh, what the horse got to do with it, Cisco?
You will see, amigo. Senor, I must get up into that loft. By standing on your horse's back, I can jump and catch the door frame. Will you lead your horse underneath that door?
Sure will, stranger. Climb aboard.
Gracias. All right, now.
Oh, Cisco, you take the big chance. All those bandidos shoot to kill, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho. I'm counting on surprising them. They'll be watching the stairs. Now, we will see.
Better not come up any further, Logan. I'll drill you for sure.
Bad. Bad, it's Cisco.
Huh? By thunder, it is.
Drop that gun, bandido.
Drop nothing.
You other hombre, drop your gun or I will shoot it out of your hand, too.
Thank the Lord you've got here in time, Cisco kid.
You ain't taking me. I'll jump to the ground and run for it.
Wait, banderos, too far. Wait.
Get out of my way down there.
Oh. Santos, a dirty somerson. Pancho think he break his neck, no?
So you beat me to it, Cisco.
I had to, Senor Sheriff. Or else at least two lives would have been lost. Your stepson, one called Bud, jumped.
I saw it, Cisco. We'll find out about him after I get the handcuffs on this polecat.
It was Bud shot them boys at the jail, Sheriff. It wasn't me, I swear.
Shut up, you sidewinder. I'll take him to jail, Sheriff. Let me take him.
You'll keep your hands off him, Quillen. I'll take that star right off you right now. Now get out of here fast.
Pancho, what about the bandido down there?
Oh, he dead, Cisco.
You heard, Senor Sheriff?
Yes, I heard. Let's go down, Cisco. You, prisoner, walk ahead of us.
I'm very sorry for you, Sheriff.
Maybe it's for the best. Who can tell? All the boy had to look forward to was a life in prison. I wouldn't want that for him. Boys, could I have a minute alone with him?
Sure, good, yeah. I'll watch this prisoner for you, Sheriff. Take all the time you need.
Oh, the sheriff very sad, Cisco. Pancho sees the tears in his eyes.
Of course he is sad, Pancho. Any decent man would be. But Sheriff Logan did his duty according to law. No one can do more.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Pancho know that Manson bandido, he go to the jail.
Si?
But what happened to that, to the deputy Quilo?
Oh, he has left this part of the country, amigo.
Oh, he left.
Si. After his cowardice here, he met with nothing but scorn.
Oh, si. And Sheriff Logan, he is still the sheriff, no?
Si, Pancho, he's still the sheriff. He's one of the great sheriffs. And he will probably stay in office until his death.
Oh, see. You know, Sheriff Logan, he knows a great many things, I think, Cisco.
Oh, see. For he knows that the more things he learns, the better sheriff he will be.
See, it's a good idea, Cisco. You know, that is why Pancho and Pancho's uncle Jose, we know everything in the whole world.
What? You and your uncle Jose know everything in the world?
Si, going everything in the world.
Oh, but that is impossible, Chico. You could not know everything in the world.
Well, you ask Pancho something.
All right, I will. Where is Hindustan?
Where is who?
Hindustan is not a who, Pancho. It is a what.
Oh, Hindustan.
So you and your Uncle Jose know everything in the world, eh?
Well, si, Cisco, but...
But what?
That is one of the things Uncle Jose knows.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
A big family, a big meal to prepare, and a small budget. That's what you might call the eternal triangle. And there's just one fine way to help you solve it. Just see to it that you serve more...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, serve more good butternut bread. More of it, more often. For example, make a leftover meal taste like something special with the simple addition of several slices of butternut bread. Serve it toasted and maybe sprinkled with cheese or garlic salt. Or serve it toasted under those creamed leftovers. Or in big delicious sandwiches with yesterday's beef roast, sliced just the right thickness. Dozens of ways that butternut can help you build a better budget meal. Yes, if you've a big family and a small budget, remember, serve more butternut bread. Pick up the only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. You'll like it. Everybody does.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.